There's music in the air, when the intercorn is nigh, and faint its cautious sing on the bright and laughing sky.
Down our way. Pleasant evening's visit with some folks who love to do old-fashioned singing. Takes a good deal of practicing for the singing group, seeing as they supply the music for all social activities down our way. Eli Jenkins is leader of the group, and ain't no secret that he gets more fun out of singing than he does out of running his grocery store. He and his wife, Jenny, really look forward to these evenings of singing practice. They're just getting the parlor tidied up now, because the group will start arriving any minute.
Hurry up and pick up those papers, Pa. Land sakes, we can't let the folks see our parlor looking this way.
Yeah, no. They say a woman always hates for guests to drop in and see the house looking the way it usually does.
Now, is that nice after all the hours I spend cleaning this place? Maybe it wouldn't be so hard to keep if we had a separate house.
Yeah, all right. I know you've never liked living over the grocery store, Ma, but it's so darned handy.
Handy for you, Eli. I have to climb these stairs 100 times a day, I know. I'd sure like to live on the ground.
Without no floor?
Oh, Eli.
I'm feeling pretty sharp tonight.
Well, put on your shoes then so you'll look it. Gracious sakes, I never seen a man who hates to wear shoes like you do.
You know, I guess I must have some Indian blood in me. I sure like to go barefoot.
But Indians don't go barefoot, Pa. They wear moccasins.
And so do snakes.
So do snakes what?
Wear moccasins. Ain't you never heard of moccasin snakes?
Oh, Eli, you ought to go on the radio and make some money telling them old jokes.
Shh. I hear footsteps down my store, and that ain't no joke.
Maybe it's some of the group coming in that way.
No, Jenny, they always come up the outside stairs to the parlor door. Besides, I lock the store up good when I come up at 5 o'clock.
Do you think somebody broke in down there?
I don't know what else to think. Doggone it. Here I still ain't got any bullets for my gun.
Well, I ordered some out of the catalog last Tuesday. They ought to be here any day now.
Oh, that's fine. I'll just tell the burglar to hang around and wait for the next mail. Tarnation, it ain't helping my reputation as sheriff to be without bullets this way.
Here, take my rolling pin and get on down there.
You know, people can be so brave when they're urging other people to go catch a burglar.
You ain't afraid, are you?
Well, being sheriff, I couldn't be afraid, could I?
Of course not.
I'm glad to hear that. Well, here I go.
Watch that third step. It squeaks.
Yeah, maybe if it squeaks loud enough, it'll scare the burglar away.
Shh. Eli, are you all right, Eli?
Yeah, Jenny, come on down. Can you reach the light switch?
There. Oh, Eli, you knocked him cold.
Yeah, he's cold all right, but I didn't knock him. I accidentally tripped over him in the dark.
Oh, you brave darling, and you're not hurt?
No, I don't feel hurt. I don't feel brave, neither.
Has this fellow got a gun?
No, I don't find one here. Here's a wire. Must have jimmied the lock with it.
Well, look how he's bleeding, Eli.
Oh.
He must have cut his head on this crate as he fell.
Oh, can you get something to stop the bleeding, Jenny? Hey, he's a pretty scrawny feller. Jenny, look. Don't his face look familiar?
Huh? What do you mean?
Ain't this Sam Mullins?
Eli, I do believe you're right. Why, we ain't seen him since he left here 7 years ago.
That's right, and from the look of him, he ain't eat too well in them years. Come on, Jenny, help me carry him upstairs to a bed. He needs help in a lot of ways.
Girl.
Don't get it on the record.
Eli captured a burglar who had broken into his grocery store, only to find that it was a man who used to live down our way. They put him to bed and bandaged up his head and are trying to decide quickly what to tell the rest of the folks when they come to singing practice.
What'll we tell him, Eli? I hate to let him know that Sam went crazy enough to break into your store. He always had so much sense.
Well, he sure wasn't using it tonight, Ma. But don't worry, I won't say nothing to the gang now.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Evening, Eli.
Come on in, folks.
How are you, Mrs. Jenkins?
Fine, Cliff. Hello, Marion.
Good evening. Are you and Mr. Jenkins all ready to do some hard practicing this evening?
You bet we are. Let me take your coats, Patience and Marion.
Thanks, Jenny. I'll go in the bedroom with you and brush my hair back a bit.
Oh, but it looks fine. Now, it must have been.
Oh, but there was a stiff breeze blowing as we were walking over here, and I feel kind of tacky.
But do you really need to go and look in a mirror?
What's the matter, Jenny? You act like you got a man hid in your bedroom.
I think we wasted enough time. We better get to practicing. Come on, folks, gather around the organ.
Jay, what's going on here?
Ben Potts, can't you tend to running your feed store and let me tend to managing the singing group? Just because I want to get to practicing, do you have to question me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Eli. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, I didn't mean to sound gruff, but we got to get going.
Is this the song you want to sing, Eli?
Yeah, that's it, Jenny. Find your places, everybody. All right, now.
Singing, folks. I thought I was in heaven when I first waked up.
Oh!
What the...
Hello, Sam. Did you have a nice nap?
Well, we wanted to surprise everybody, so we haven't told them about you visiting us.
Yeah, that's right.
I could surprise them a lot more than that.
Why, is this Sam Mullins?
Well, bless me if it ain't. Why, how are you, Sam?
What's the need of pretending?
Why pretend that this ain't a nice surprise? You see, Sam didn't know you folks would be here this evening, so he's surprised, too.
I don't believe we've met this gentleman, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sam, this here's Cliff Tyler. He come to live down our way after you moved away, and now he runs the gas station at the Forks.
Glad to know you, Mr. Mullins.
And here's somebody else you ain't met. This is Marion Castle, the new school teacher. We had about three of them, I guess, since you used to live here.
How do you do, Mr. Mullins?
Everything's changed since I used to live here. There ain't nothing nowhere that's like it used to be.
I guess that's about right, Sam. But I'd sure like to sit and talk with you and catch up on what's been happening to you.
You might not like what I'd tell you, Ben.
No, we're used to hearing bad news, Sam. We all get our share of it.
Sam come in here to visit us kind of sudden-like, and I didn't even wait dinner on him. Couldn't I go and fix you a little something, Sam?
Ain't that life for you? I come to your store for food, all right, but I didn't expect that you'd be serving it to me.
Now, you come right into the kitchen with me, and we'll just see what looks good. Come along now.
Oh, but
I've got a chicken leg in the icebox.
Oh, I guess it would taste awful good.
Why, of course it would. I've been fixing it for you.
Say, he don't look good, Eli.
He sure don't. And you say he just arrived a little bit ago?
Yeah, that's right.
But how did he get here? There ain't no train through this time of day, and the bus to Shelby Junction don't pass until tomorrow.
Oh, Patience, you can think of more questions. I didn't ask him how he got here.
I think it's fine that an old friend dropped in for a visit.
Yes, but as Ben says, he surely doesn't look well. Was that a bandage on the back of his head?
Yeah, he fell and cut it somehow.
How?
Oh, Ben, you're getting like patients. You want to know everything.
No, I just like to know one thing, and that's what's going on here.
Why, singing practice is going on here, didn't
oh,
you know?
I mean...
ain't that right, Cliff?
Sure is. And if I can take a hint, it's time for me to practice my solo.
Yeah, well, that's the first hint that's been taken this evening. Marion, can you accompany Cliff, and then I won't have to call Jenny? Oh,
surely, Mr. Jenkins.
Sure.
Here we are.
Over the hills, over the vale, come the shadows softly creeping, shadows that bring soft whispering.
Lovely, Cliff. I never get enough of hearing you.
And I never get enough of seeing you.
Oh, Cliff.
That's the truth. You always have papers to grade or something that interferes with our dates.
If I was you, I'd funk the kids before I'd pass up a date, Marion.
Maybe that's a thought. I'd hate to try to explain that to the parents, though.
Oh, they'd understand. They was young once, too.
Yep, surprising as it may seem, we all was. You know, I was kind of gay with the ladies in my day.
You ain't never changed, so far as I'm concerned, Ben.
Oh, I ain't?
Yeah, Patience, that's the first time in 14 years that you've struck a responsive chord in Ben. You better remember how it's done.
That was awful good, Jenny. I do thank you.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Sam.
Jenny fixed something nice for you, Sam?
She sure did. It's the first thing anybody's fixed for me in a long, long while.
I didn't catch how long you said you're going to stay with the Jenkins.
I didn't say.
No, but it's going to be until you're ready to go somewhere else, Sam. We got an extra room down behind the store now that Chris has gone to visit his sisters.
Do you mean it, Eli?
Of course I do.
Why, I don't know what to say.
Well, just say you'll stay. That's what we'd like.
How can you make such an offer after what I did?
What did you did? I mean done.
Something I ain't proud of, Ben.
Oh, let's not be going into that. We got more important things to discuss. Tell us, what have you been doing all these years, Sam?
Well, it ain't cheerful to talk about.
But we're mighty interested, Sam. After all, we was all neighbors once.
I know. That makes what I done tonight even worse. But I had to.
Sam, will you stop talking that way and tell us something about yourself?
Well, as you know, I sold my farm here and moved to the city. I never wanted to, but I did.
As I recall it, it was Mrs. Mullen's wish.
That's right. And in them days, I would have jumped into the river if I'd thought that she wanted it.
I guess most husbands that love their wives wants to do what they want, Sam. You ain't alone in that.
No, but I'm alone now. You see, I couldn't never get nothing good to do after we moved to the city. I just didn't belong. Nobody wants a farmer in the city.
Well, that's too bad.
Guess I was pretty worried and terrible unhappy. because I fell sick.
Oh, that's a shame, Sam.
I would have done anything for Bessie, but she wouldn't even take care of me when I was sick. She just walked out one morning and never came back.
Oh, no.
And you ain't never seen her or the baby since?
I ain't seen her, but she left the baby. Couldn't be bothered with it. That was 4 years ago.
Oh, I'm mighty sorry to hear that, Sam. Have you managed right well with the child?
I ain't managed at all.
Eli, why don't you and Sam go and take a little walk in the night air?
Yeah.
It'll do you both good, and I'll help Ben practice his solo.
I'm going to be getting on my way. There ain't nothing for me to hang around here for.
Yeah, don't be too sure of that, Sam. Let's take a little walk around the town, and we'll decide then. Now, come on.
I just want to get out of everybody's way, because if I...
Hey, that man is in mighty bad shape, Jenny.
And I have a feeling that we don't know the worst of his troubles yet.
Well, why did he come to visit you and then get so eager to move on? It just don't make sense.
Patience. I have a feeling that he was just passing through our town, going nowhere in particular.
But why did he come to see you, then?
Well, Eli just sort of stumbled onto him, and that's no lie.
Well, what is it that Sam keeps referring to that Eli won't let him tell?
Oh, Patience, you can ask more questions than a 5-year-old.
By the way, how old is Mr. Mullen's child?
Well, it was just a few months old when he left here, but that was over 7 years ago.
Is it a little boy?
No, a girl, as I remember.
Oh, poor fellow. And he's had to try to look after her all this time.
Yes, it just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, it's a funny world.
I guess we better get some practicing finished up. What are you going to sing, Ben?
Yeah, Rocked in the Cradle of the Deep.
Oh, I've been wanting to hear that.
That'll be it, then. Sounded nice. You just can't beat that bass voice of yours, Ben.
Thank you, Jenny.
Did you drop this paper out of your book, Marion?
What? No, I don't believe so.
Is it yours, Mrs. Jenkins?
What is it, Cliff?
I don't know. I just saw it here on the floor.
Must be something of Eli's. What? Why, look at this.
Oh, what is it, Jenny?
It's a legal form.
What kind of a legal form?
May I see?
Why, this is something of Mr. Mullen's. And whose name is this here? Susie Mullins.
Well, that's his daughter. And if I read this correctly, this is a form for him to sign to give up all rights to her.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, that's what it is. Why, he must have put her in an orphanage, and this is the final paper giving her up.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, the poor man. No wonder he's despondent.
Why, the way he loved that little girl, it'll break his heart.
It appears to me that this is the final paper, and without it being signed, giving up her rights to her, why, she still isn't.
Oh, I'm sure of it. I used to teach during the summer at an orphanage, and I believe that if he can show a way to provide for the child, he'll surely be able to get her back.
But how can he provide for her? He doesn't look strong enough to do much work.
Well, he and Susie could live in our back room. But I don't know what work he could do. Eli can take care of the store all right alone.
They're coming back now.
dear, I don't know what to do.
Keep thinking, Jenny. You always come up with something.
Yeah, say, it sure is a beautiful night out. Just cool enough to make you feel good.
Did the town look about the same, Sam?
It sure did. It looked good, too. I never knew how much I missed it, I guess.
Oh, by the way, Eli, while you were gone, I talked with another feller who was answering your ad for a helper in your grocery store.
Huh?
But he wouldn't do. I just don't know what's going to happen if you don't find someone to help you out down in the grocery store. And all you really need is someone to sit and act as cashier.
Jenny, what are you talking about?
Sam, did Eli tell you about his plan?
Eli ain't even told Eli yet.
You see, all the grocery stores in the city have a separate cashier now, and the folks just wander about and help themselves. So if Eli only had someone to help him, he could operate that way, too.
Jenny...
What is it, Eli? Ain't that your plan?
I guess maybe it is now.
But our big problem is in finding someone to be the cashier.
Yeah.
I just don't know what we're going to do.
I don't suppose you might consider, that is, if I were to stay on...
Sam, you mean you might stay on and help us out? Why, I never thought of that.
After what I'd done this evening, I don't suppose you'd even consider...
We won't consider nothing except hiring you, Sam, if you'll stay on down our way.
I'd like that mighty well.
Then it's done. You can start work right away.
Well, I'm afraid I can't do that. I've got to make a little trip first, and maybe I'll bring someone back with me.
Huh?
Well, you just make your little trip, Sam, and know that a job and a place to live is all waiting for you when you get back.
You know, it'll be mighty good at that, having somebody like you down in the store, Sam.
Eli, aren't you afraid that Sam might be tempted away by another job when he gets to the city? Hadn't we better pay him in advance? So we'll be sure that he won't go and take some other job.
Say, that's a My golly, Jenny, you do think of everything, eh?
But it ain't right for me to be taking that.
Now, don't worry, Sam. You learn it. This is all I got on me at the minute, but, we'll count it, say, 3 weeks' work. And this way, I'll be sure that you'll come back, you see?
You bet I'll come back. I just don't know what to say.
I know what to say. Let's do some singing. Will you join us in a hymn, Sam?
I'd sure like to.
Let's sing this here one more. We'll do two verses of it now.
Strange how just a few hours can change your life sometimes. When I broke in your store tonight, I didn't think anything mattered.
You broke in?
Yeah, he means walked in, Patience. Why, you don't think I'd be hiring a man as my cashier who'd steal from me, do you?
You aren't, Eli. I never would have done it. I knew that after I got in.
Of course not, Sam. Forget it now.
Say, did anybody drop a piece of paper out of their pocket? There's something on the floor here.
Why, Cliff, that's the paper.
Patience, is it yours?
Why, no, Louis.
Well, if it isn't yours, let someone else speak. Anybody recognize this?
Yes. Yes, that's mine. I want it back.
Sure, Mr. Mullins. Here you are.
It's a mighty important piece of paper, and I want to make sure to burn it.
Burn it? Tarnation. I feel like Patience. I sure don't know what's going on here.
Are you so concerned, Eli?
No, Jenny, not when you look at me that way.
Eli, I can't begin to thank you for giving me a helping hand at a time like this.
Oh, shucks, Sam. The greatest joy in having anything is being able to share it with someone else. I've had a heap of blessings in my time, and in passing these blessings along to the other fellow, they all come back with more added. And now, with you being back here, it'll just be an added blessing, not only to me, but to everybody down our way.
Like the visit with the folks down our way is over all too soon. But we can always look forward to another evening the next time they gather for singing practice. Won't you stop in again at Eli Jenkins' parlor and pass the time with a visit and some old-fashioned singing? You have our invitation. Down Our Way was written by Shirley Thomas and produced by Walter White, Jr. This is a Commodore production.